Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by...
My name is Dex, and I am the tour manager for the Parking Lot Social.
Awesome. And it's coming here to Springfield, Virginia. That's our D.C. location. From Wednesday, September 30th through Sunday, October 4th. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us, Dex.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, just so our listeners know, this isn't just like a one-off thing. This is sort of a traveling thing. It's been featured on Good Morning America and in Forbes and the rest. But explain, where exactly did this start, like, you know, geographically? And where all have you toured so far?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we started in response to kind of what's going on right now. We started in the middle of the summer. I started off in Texas, went from Texas to Florida. Kind of actually came up the East Coast there. We did Philadelphia, went out and did Indianapolis, a little bit over in Cleveland. We've got a second tour that's going over in Scotland and about to be...
Without further ado, let's get into some of the, you know, the fun, you know, what this thing is about. You know, we've seen a lot of, you know, drive-in movie theaters pop up, and I think it's been one of the silver linings of the whole pandemic, you know, if there are any. What's really cool about what you guys do is it goes well beyond just drive-in movies. Explain like the smorgasbord of different things you guys have here.
Yeah, the company doesn't do anything small. This is the same company that owns the world's largest bounce castle and travels around with that. And when all this hit, you know, the drive-in became a realistic idea again. And I think they jumped on that, but the company itself is founded off of entertainers. You know, they were entertainers before they started up this company. And it's all about trying to give something to the people and do something cool. So they were looking at it and they're like, oh, what can we do? You know, so we do a stand-up comedy night, which is actually my favorite thing, because a lot of these comedians have just been looking for a place to get some of this material off their chest. And we're coming around and doing it for them. And we do the movies, of course, because you got to have the movies. We also do what's called the Parking Lot Social, which has a bit of trivia, a bit of karaoke, which is like your car-based karaoke, and some bingo, and a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah, so you mentioned your favorite is the comedy night. How exactly does it work? Is it like, you know, is it similar to a drive-in movie, but instead of a, you know, are the stand-up comedians on the screen, or are they coming on a stage, or how does that work?
Oh, it's both. We set up a stage, and that's where the DJs operate from. That's where all of the entrance music gets played from, or the trivia is hosted from, or the bingo is hosted from. And then we project it as well onto the screens. So the cars pull up just like in a drive-in. And, you know, sometimes there's some honking involved. Sometimes they flash their lights to show their approval. It's a pretty fun thing.
I can't wait to see that actually play out. How does the karaoke work? All right. You know, cause logistically I'm just fascinating how this is all going to work. So if it's your turn to, you know, quote unquote, get up to sing, how do you do it from your car?
Oh, it's more of a karaoke with a broad stroke, you know, painted in broad colors. It's basically just a sing along in your car with all your friends. The songs come up on the board, the lyrics come up on the screens, and you just sit there and belt them out with your friends. They're winners of songs that have just been around for a while. They're all the hits that get picked at karaoke anyway, and it's a really good time.
Gotcha. So it's like follow the bouncing ball on the screen kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit. It's very, you know, just like anything else in life, you get out of it what you put into it. So if you and a bunch of friends that really love having a good time pack into a car and head over here, you're going to have a blast, an absolute blast.
Awesome. And then how does the trivia work? I mean, you guys flash it up on the screen, and then how do the people in the cars submit their answers?
Yeah, so that's all app-based. You come in, we'll give you a little piece of paper when you come in, or we flash up the instructions up on the screen that tell you what app to download. And you can do it individually, or you can do it as a car. And you all, you know, you pick a name just like you do in trivia. And it's based on whether or not you get the answer correct and how long it takes you to come to that correct answer. And we keep track of the scores all through the country, and we post them up online. And it's an ongoing competition for who's got the best trivia teams.
Cool. And I assume, does bingo work similar? Is that app-based as well?
No, bingo, we actually come up, there's I'm not sure the science of it, how they draw it, but there's a machine that draws the numbers and it comes up on the screen. And likewise, when everybody comes in, they'll get a bingo card. Everybody gets an individual bingo card And then if you win the prize, you come up and you get tossed the prize from a socially distant, safe distance.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, can't have a drive-in without the actual drive-in movie. So remind us what movies you're showing, you know, why you picked those certain ones. They're sort of all, you know, family favorites.
Yeah, they're tried and true. They're movies that everyone loves. We've gone around and we've swapped them out through a couple of different iterations of what we're doing, but we've got Back to the Future in there. Got Fast and the Furious. I don't have it in front of me. You caught me on that one. I apologize.
No, I'll actually read it right now. Cause yeah, I keep forgetting, you know, man, you're touring and it's probably different in every city. So here in DC we have, let's see, October 1st, Mean Girls, October 3rd, Fast and Furious. October 4th is The Purge. October 4th is also Grease. So yeah, a lot of ones that everyone loves.
Oh, how, yeah. Just time honored classics, you know?
Yeah, man. How many cars do you usually see? Like, is there a maximum limit of how many people are allowed into the event?
Yeah, we keep it under the 300 range just so that we can keep everybody spaced out. We keep everybody a safe distance apart, and we've still got enough room so that everybody can see the screen regardless of where they're parked.
Now, do you guys, you know, is there food involved here, or is it mostly just bring your own stuff in the car?
Well, see, so that's exactly, you could take it anywhere with it. We run the whole gamut. If you want a completely socially distant experience, you can come in. We can scan your ticket through the window. There's no interaction at all. All of our people carry gloves and face masks and everything. But when we hand out things like the bingo card and stuff or any of that stuff, if you don't want that, you can just download it via app. You can bring your own refreshments. And then on the other side of that, we'll have food trucks there. There's an app you can order, and they have food runners. Sometimes you can get out depending on where we're, how everyone's spaced out and stretch out a little bit. So it's really, everybody can run at their own speed. We encourage everybody to go as far as they feel, but make sure you feel comfortable, because it's a crazy time right now. And part of putting on an event like this is to get everybody out and take a little bit of the stress off of them.
Awesome. And I guess just sort of in closing, like, describe how your screens work. Like, I know they're two giant screens, but, you know, compare that to maybe some of these, you know, sometimes there's these like little pop-up drive-in little projectors. I mean, what are we working with? Is it like pop-up projectors? Is it like LED screens, or what are we working with?
We're operating with performance level projectors. You know, we're traveling around with the legit gear, and we have these gigantic inflatable screens. They look like big clouds. They're huge. They're magnificent. When you pull in, they're a lot of fun to look at just without the movie on them. And then the actual screen that's on it that the movie gets shot on is an HD screen that's a completely different type of material that's used at drive-in movie theaters.
Gotcha.
Well, so she is a crisp.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it sounds really cool. I'm thinking what other details. I think tickets start at $39. Does that range depending on which day and what event's going on? Or, you know, when it says start at 39, what are we talking? Is that like per car, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, for sure. All of the prices are per car. So bring a bunch of people, have everyone chip in, everybody pay their way and have a great time, or come solo. It's all by the car. And the different events, some of them are a movie, some of them are, you know, like a few hours worth of music and entertainment and the bingo and the trivia. So the price range is based on which event it is. You know, the kids events are a little bit less, that type of thing. But I encourage everybody to go to theparkinglotsocial.com, because we do have a limited capacity. We're only in town for a week, and word travels around fast, and we do sell out. So make sure you get your tickets online. We go cashless at the front gate. You can't buy your tickets there. You can buy your tickets if they're available online, but we're encouraging everybody to buy their tickets beforehand and come on down and have a great time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, and it sounds like it's going to be fun. I'm fascinated to see how you guys swoop in and set this all up really fast and then tear it all down and move to the next town. It's fascinating that you've been able to pull this off. So we look forward to seeing you at Springfield Town Center. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you, bud.